This is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. Concord High School English teacher Heidi Crumrine was named New Hampshire Teacher of the Year yesterday. The Department of Education says Crumrine was chosen for her dedication to teaching every type of learner. Now she'll be the state's candidate for National Teacher of the Year, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
This announcement came during a ceremony honoring the state's Youth Poet Laureate. Were you expecting it?
Not at all. I was excited for our student, Layla, and this awesome honor that she has, and then they tricked me at the very end.
So, what are you most passionate about when it comes to teaching?
I'm really passionate about engaging kids in reading, and as I teach high school, sometimes they come in and they've sort of lost their love of reading, either through their lives have just gotten busy, or they sort of felt like they learned how to read and then I'm all set. And so I really try to reignite that passion through supporting them through a lot of independent reading, where I let them choose what they want to read with support from me, and that allows them to read at their own pace and level of interest. And I really just connecting the right kid with the right book at the right time, I really believe that can change the trajectory of their entire life. And it also helps me to just get to know them and engage with them. And then I sort of move the curriculum around that. But I have a lot of success with that. And a lot of kids say, I hate reading. And then within a few weeks, yesterday, a student said, I just finished the first book I've ever read. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. What's the next one? And I gave him the next one. And I was just so proud of him. But he was more proud of himself, I think. And that's a great feeling.
You're entering your 16th year of teaching, and you've been with Concord High for 13 years?
Correct.
Now, we hear so much about teacher burnout. What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated?
You know, I thought about that this morning. I think a lot of it, honestly, is the passion for getting kids to read, and that there's so much wonderful literature out there for young adults, and it's constantly coming out. And so I get excited about a book, and then I want to connect the kids with that book. And so that helps me feel refreshed. But I also think it helps that every year is a different year. And so you get to start over and try new things. And as a person, I'm evolving, but also as a profession, we're evolving. And so as long as I'm wanting to keep looking at, you know, what's the next best practice that I can try, it helps keep me sort of excited about it. But I think it's being with the kids every day, too. They make me laugh and engage with me. And I feel like I'm their biggest champion, even if they don't know it.
As a good teacher, and maybe this is just my personal feeling, but as a good teacher, as much as it is about learning to be a good teacher, you have to have a passion for it. You have to be, in some ways, you have to be born for it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, and you talk to a lot of teachers and they really say they feel it's almost like a calling, or they've wanted to be teachers since they were little. And that doesn't mean that someone who falls into it later in life can't be phenomenal. But I wanted to be a teacher from, you know, as long as I can remember. I played school with my little, you know, stuffed animals and lined them all up. I used to steal my second grade teacher's pens out of her garbage can because I wanted to be like her, and I thought being like her was writing with her pen. but I think there's a lot of truth to that, that you do sort of have it in you, or you learn to have it in you. You can learn it, too.
How do you try and support students with different styles and abilities? It's got to be difficult when you have an entire classroom with students of individual needs.
Yeah, and I think seeking to understand them first before I expect them to understand me and where I'm coming from. And there's a lot of sort of, not convincing, but reminding them that I'm on their side and I'm here to help them continue on their journey of becoming who they're meant to be. And I think like that level where they helps. And so even when they're struggling, they understand I'm on their side. But I do try to individualize a lot too, and English lends itself to that. So like I said, with the independent reading, where if you really like sports literature, well then let's find you some sports literature and let's read it. And my goal is to try to find increasingly challenging and complex books as time goes on, and maybe move that student into other genres. But you know, if you don't like romance novels, then don't read a romance novel. and the same with their writing. You know, we might have a particular topic or type of writing. You know, maybe we'll be writing a story that's more of a narrative, but they can choose the actual topic. And I say to them, you know, if you don't like what you're writing about, find something else. Because the writing skills, that's my job to help you with. But you find your passion and we'll go from there.
Thanks so much. Concord High School English teacher Heidi Crumrine, named New Hampshire Teacher of the Year this week. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.